Well, we just finished up the groundbreaking ceremony for a new apartment complex here in North Platte on East Francis. It's going to serve 40, there'll be 44 units for low-income houses. And I got the executive director of the Connection Homeless Shelter with me, Ashley Lewis. And you spoke first today. And just talk about how this came together. It's been a long process.
It has been a long process. In 2020, we started talking about the need for more affordable housing for our community members in that moderate and low income bracket. Working with different agencies, North Platte Housing Authority, Judy Peterson was there, myself, and kind of talking about what our options were for what we could do. Judy had some great connections and got us in touch with our developer, Ryan, and he was able to give us some ideas on funding that would help to fund a project like this and keep it affordable for those who need it. So we started moving forward from there. Our original intent was to get funded in August, but we were offered an additional funding source that had to be spent by September 30th. So we were funded in April and moved forward with the closing process, and here we are today.
It has taken so many different people and organizations to make this happen, and you mentioned, and between all the speakers, mentioned everybody that was involved in it. Just it's just enormous, but willing partners on all fronts.
Absolutely. It was a huge collaboration, and we are so lucky for the partners that we were able to make. You know, everybody played a vital role in this project, and I'm very excited to keep working with everybody and move forward, and all of us are excited to see this success of this unit or development.
Yeah. You related a very touching story of your personal experience growing up, and I'd like to give you an opportunity to share that with the folks listening to this as well, how this has a special meaning for you.
Absolutely. The importance of housing is very personal to me. When I was in my early 20s, I left a situation and had a young daughter. I was low income and had a lot of difficulty getting to housing. I said that I was very lucky to work with Mid-Nebraska Community Action in a precursor to Rapid Rehousing, which helps with housing cost financial assistance. And regardless of that assistance and having an income of my own, I still struggled to find a landlord that was willing to work with me. It took my mom getting involved to get me somebody to listen to me and take a chance. But a small one-bedroom unit became home to me and my daughter, and from there we've only moved up.
Yeah, it was a very touching story for sure. Obviously, this town needs a lot of housing. We've got a lot of new development that has happened, a lot of new workers that are coming in to work for different businesses here in town. But having the low income availability is something to just to help people get started on a level that's not going to, you know, just totally wipe them out financially.
Absolutely. It's very important to our citizens here. We have a very high rate of poverty in our town. And so to offer another option that's affordable, that's quality and safe, it presents an opportunity to so many people in our community that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Ashley, thanks so much for your time. What's the timeline on getting this done then?
We are hoping to have it completely up and operational by the fall of 2026.
Next fall, that's hard to believe. Just turning dirt on it, getting it ready to go up, and it's going to go up in a hurry, and we look forward to that. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.